This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Graham. Anthony Edwards poured in 41 points, including some big buckets in the fourth, and the Timberwolves rallied in Portland for a season-opening 118-114 win. Head coach Chris Finch's team trailed most of the way. He says defense fueled the comeback.
You know, we finally found some kind of resistance in the fourth quarter. You know, we found a bunch of a group that could stand up some drives and rebound the ball. It was one of those games where, like, offensively, I thought we'd, you know, early on generate a lot of good looks, and then it became just a kind of an ISO game just to help spread them out and alleviate some of the pressure.
Minnesota's at the Lakers tomorrow night. The Wild wrapped up a five-game road trip with a fourth loss last night. The Devils skated by Minnesota 4-1. Matt Boldy had the goal. Head coach John Hines says they weren't aggressive enough.
From an offensive perspective, there were moments in the game where we did it and stretches in the game, but I just think we weren't direct enough, a little bit perimeter, overpass, didn't shoot. When we get into that, it's not effective, as we know. So that's the takeaway from tonight.
The 3-4-1 Wild return home to host Utah Saturday. The Vikings play Thursday night football tonight. They're in Los Angeles taking on the Chargers. Minnesota pass rusher Dallas Turner says they have to play as a team on defense.
Pass rush and, you know, the coverage has to mesh perfectly, you know, in order for our defense to run. And, you know, just week to week, you know, we just keep on working at it and improving that as a defense.
Kickoff tonight, 7:15. The Gopher football team is prepping for Saturday's game at Iowa. Quarterback Drake Lindsey says Hawkeye defensive coordinator Phil Parker is a tough guy to go against.
They play at a super, super high level. Whatever's called, they're executing to the best of their ability, and they also have good players. And then when you get a defense coordinator to get his players to play like that, and he's been in that system for so long. I mean, it's very hard to move the chains, and you gotta. And he makes you execute at a really high level to beat them. Like, you gotta execute at a really, really high level in order to beat the Iowa Hawkeyes. You know, and that's a challenge about him.
Saturday's game kicks at 2:40. This is MNN Sports.